Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly with us now. He's also in Foxborough today. What's up, Andy?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. Yourself? Good? How was your Thanksgiving? Good?
It was tremendous. Thank us. I'm feeling a little fat and bloated. I probably need to get back to the gym sooner rather than later. But other than that, I loved it. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. What's your big thought on this game today, Andy? Tell me. What's on your mind?
Well, I think it's your two biggest stars, no? I mean, I think the storylines here are Tom Brady. You know, I see the video of him walking into the stadium, and maybe I'm an alarmist, as I just tweeted, but I thought he was walking kind of gingerly. And, you know, it's funny, this knee injury, when it popped up, limited in practice on Wednesday, I had been saying all along, I thought he got dinged on the throwback to the quarterback. I thought it was weird that he came out. This showed you that he indeed got dinged up. Then come Friday, he doesn't practice, and I was a little more alarmed. And then you see the illness thing, and that brought me down a couple notches because I said, okay, it's not the knee that's causing him to miss it. It's an illness. He'll be fine. He'll be out there Sunday. I'm still concerned about what this knee issue is. And then the other side is Gronk. You know, you've had a month off. You get Gronk back. You know, and theoretically, he should be rested and ready to roll. I thought he was a little bit more like himself at the podium on Friday, which is a minor thing, but I thought it was a good sign. But I think you need to get your two best players playing like they're your two best players down the home stretch, and that starts on the road where you have stunk all year, and I'm guessing you've been told for 2 weeks you stink on the road, you've been stinky against the Jets for five straight trips down there. I think they should be frothing at the mouth, but can they do it? Can they execute and come out and dominate the Jets? We'll see.
Andy, you know, Sony Michel was the guy, he came back against Tennessee. We're talking about guys that have been injured. I think he can add something to this offense, and he helps a lot when he's healthy and they can run the football. What did you see from him against Tennessee, and do you think with this bye week he'll be fully healthy and they can move forward with him and have a little bit more consistency in that running game and take some of the burden off of James White?
Yeah, there's no question this offense was at its best when Sony Michel was rushing for 300-plus yards in that three-game stretch of 38-38-43, you know, sort of the whole offense came together. You had all your weapons, and you started to feel good. Last week or 2 weeks ago in Tennessee, I didn't see a ton from him, and I thought most of that was because the offensive line got their asses kicked. I thought they lost the line of scrimmage in that game, so you never really had an opportunity to see Sony really get moving. And I will say the one thing I'd like to see from him is we've seen him be a workhorse. We've seen him get the early carries. We've seen him when there's yards there, he'll get them. I'm looking for him to be more explosive, and this has been one of my sort of things this week that I've really thought and talked a lot about is you watch these other games and the explosive athletes that are making plays in places like Pittsburgh and Kansas City and L.A. and New Orleans, the best offenses, the best teams, and you just don't have a lot of explosive playmakers on the Patriots, and you say, where can that come from? You know, I know a lot of people think Josh Gordon. I don't. I think he has lost the explosiveness that he once had. You know, I think a lot of people say Gronk. Okay, we'll see. Can Gronk come back? But to me, Sony Michel is a candidate for that. You took a running back in the first round, a running back who, when we last saw him in college, was looking very explosive in the college football playoff. And so far, he's been good but not great. I'd like to see him not only get back to being what you talked about, being a regular part of the run game and the offense, I'd like to see him start clicking a little bit in the passing game. I think he was drafted to be a rich man's Deion Lewis, you know, to upgrade that sort of three down back role where it's not obvious, oh, Sony Michel's on the field, they're running. Oh, James White's on the field, they're throwing. No, Sony Michel's on the field, and he could pop off a 20-yard run or he could pop off a 20-yard screen pass. So if you're looking for this offense to really hit its stride down the stretch, I think Sony Michel can be a big part of that, and I'd like to see some youthful, explosive plays out of a guy who should be a youthful, explosive rookie.
Yeah, you know, I hope that he does turn into that player, Andy. I just have reservations based on the knee and the fact that he's still dealing with it and may always continue to deal with it. And if that's the case, you may never get that explosiveness at this level. It takes a lot more,
no question.
As you know.
No question. That's a concern that he's been here, whatever it is now, 8 months, and he missed the entire preseason with a knee injury. Well, first of all, he arrived with a knee issue. He missed the entire preseason with a knee injury, and now he has missed time during the regular season with a knee injury, and I know this isn't fair to make any sort of a connection, but because they went to the same school, I think you make a connection to Malcolm Mitchell, which was sort of a similar story, a guy that came with knee injuries, has clear talent, immediately showed he could play, but the knee injuries were also always a part of his career here, and obviously that didn't work out very well in the end. That's until he can prove.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it, he has it.
I was going to say, though, the knee injury was something that was brought up at the time of the draft. There were teams that took him off their board because they were concerned about whatever the issues were with his knee, and the Patriots have been a team that has had to deal with those knee issues throughout the course of the year. He could turn into be a really good running back, and maybe in the sense that he could be a good running back but not be a first-round talent type of running back, if that makes sense. Like, he could be a good, solid player and not turn out to be an explosive – a big play, game-changing type of player.
But that's to Andy's point, that's the type of player who was in college, and obviously college and the NFL are different. But I just noticed when he first started playing here, he was running differently. And the Patriots do have a history of sort of reprogramming running backs to just get the yards that are there. And I think when he gets more comfortable as a professional, he'll be able to sort of do what they want to do, but also freelance. Like, a lot, even some of the games where he had 100 yards, I'm looking at it, and he's getting in the open field, and he's just putting his head down. That's not the way he played at Georgia. And I don't think that's all the knee. I think that with the Patriots and the running game, and I know Belichick used to sit down with Lawrence Maroney when I covered the team, they would sit down and watch plays. And Bill's whole thing was, I don't want negative plays. So I think they actually sort of discourage guys from hitting the home run. And you can sort of change a guy's running style, and it's actually a detriment because you're taking away maybe what a guy really does best and what he can provide to you.
Yeah, there's no question you don't want your running back thinking. We talk about it. The reason you can come in and succeed so quickly as a rookie running back is, you know, they give you a landmark, the old spacer, okay, you're hitting it off the right guard. But at whatever point the ball's in your hands, be an athlete and beat whoever you can beat, get to wherever you can get to, you know, within the parameters of the play. And you're right. I haven't seen that from him, and we certainly saw it on a high level. I know the SEC to the NFL is a jump, but you're still talking about a high level, a college football playoff, some of the best teams in the country. So I still think he has it in him, whether it's the injury, whether it's sort of what you're talking about, the, you know, fear of being a rookie and doing what you're told by Ivan Fears and Josh McDaniels first and then becoming an athlete later. I'd like to see us speed up that process and get him to the play where to the point where defenses are thinking, this guy's not just going to give me 4 or 5 yards. This guy is a threat to be what I see from Hunt and Kamara and Gurley and these other guys that really stress a defense, because I think you need more guys to stress a defense, especially if Rob Gronkowski is not back to himself.
Hey, in the 30 seconds we have left, Andy, a lot of concerns offensively. What are your concerns defensively for the Patriots right now?
My biggest concern defensively, well, there's twofold. You need more pass rush. That's just the reality. They stink. I went back and did some research. The 5 years where the Patriots had the fewest sacks in the Bill Belichick era, you could argue are the 5 worst teams of the Bill Belichick era. So there are some tie-ins to not enough pass rush, and I know we poo-poo the sack, but not enough sacks. You need more pass rush. You need Trey Flowers to go on a run towards a big deal in free agency, make some plays up front, and then Stephon Gilmore. He's been up and down this year. Some of his worst games have been on the road in losses. You need Stephon Gilmore to play like a number one corner, your highest paid defender, so you can count on that week in and week out. He can't have bad games on the road, because that has been a part of why you've been a bad team on the road.
All right, Andy, appreciate the time as always. Talk in a couple weeks.
See you, fellas. Enjoy the Jets.
Bye, Andy.
Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly with us here.